So we're finishing the Pachad Yitzchak about Amalek. We'll recap. He began by telling us that Amalek was first to attack, and that's why they have no hope in the end. That when all the nations will be fixed, they won't. They have to be lost. Chazal tell us that Amalek is the letz, that when he is hit, he can't learn from it, but rather someone else learns from it. Yisrael learns from it. In the laws of Leitzanut, it says that Leitzanut is permissible only about Avodah Zarah. Why did our sages point that out? Because he says, what we praise is reflective of what we value. Before we choose what to praise, we first have to choose, are we going to treat it seriously or mock it? When we choose to mock something, then there's no capacity for praise. After we choose to praise, the question is, what do we praise? When it comes to Avodah Zarah, we take the capacity to treat something seriously and we misappropriate it. There the Torah says you could use the capacity to mock, to knock it down. Now, Amalek took the fact that the world was taking Israel seriously and they wanted to cool off that steaming hot bath by making fun. Their whole goal is to keep the world mocking and not have seriousness in the world. So when Israel comes out of Egypt and the whole world stands in awe, that's standing directly opposite to their purpose in the world. So they automatically react. And the idea that Amalek would learn something from their defeat is really impossible. Because the whole idea of their attack was, we're not going to take anything seriously. We're going to remove any capacity to take Israel seriously from the world. So then, if they're not willing to take seriously, it has nothing to do with what you're going to show them. They're not willing to take seriously. This idea is also found in the roots of Amalek, in their grandfather, in Esav, where the one thing the Torah spells out about Esav is that he mocked the rights to the firstborn. And that which the Torah reveals to us in Bilam's prophecy, that his end is to be wiped out, even though the end of days is a time where the nations of the world will be fixed, nonetheless Amalek doesn't have a part in that. And being that in the end of days there's no room for that which isn't perfected, so then that time is the time when Amalek is annihilated. And that's this idea. Any rebuke is really a demand to fix that which is wrong. And therefore, anything that's wrong, as bad as it can be, so long as the lacking is not something which is standing directly opposite that demand to fix, so then there's hope. A person could be a murderer. A person could be a lot of terrible things. So long as he has capacity to hear the rebuke, so there's hope that he will fix it. But when his problem is that he's not willing to hear you. His problem is that his problem really stands in the way of fixing any of his problems. So then how is he going to fix? אבל קלקול כזה שעצמיותו היא עקירת כוחה של תביעת התיקון. But when a person is his fault is that which tries to uproot whatever capacity you have to fix that, the vaday shezeu dino she'en lo shum tikva liot nechnas bechlal atikun. So then undoubtedly he has no way to be fixed. If a person is going to just make fun of anything you try to do, well, then you have no chance. Umuvanu etev shedavka tkufat ha-tikun, hihi vadon shel Amalek, and that's why it's clearly understood why specifically at that period, when everything's being fixed, Amalek has no hope. V'achito adei oved, in the end, they're lost. Aval ukoach ha-leitzanut shel Amalek, ganuzu bekiru ha-ambatya. That's, aval halo, koach ha-leitzanut shel Amalek, ganuzu bekiru ha-ambatya. How do you identify that fault of Amalek, that mocking of Amalek? That's what they showed when they wanted to cool off the bath. To cool off the bath. That's what they showed when they were the first to attack. וזהו פירושו של המשך הכתוב. Now we could understand the order of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Reshit goyim amalek v'achito adei ovid." The first nation to attack was Amalek, and that's why in the end they have no hope. The davka mishum de madrigat Amalek madrigat reshit goyim, specifically because Amalek was first attacked, because their attack was not about winning. Their attack was simply about deriding, because that is their fault. Mimela in rachit v'achito adei ovid. That's why he has no hope. That's why at the very end he's lost. By the way, I keep mentioning the people of Amalek because I want you to remember that the individuals have hope. Individuals became gerim and became giants among the Jewish people. Rabbi Meir, you had huge people who came from Amalek and from Haman, and every individual has his own free will. The people as a whole, so long as they go with this trait. Doesn't say they can't become gerim. Every person can become a gerim. They could also become a ger. They could marry in, but they could become a ger. So they'll marry another ger. Not now. No, every person can become a ger. The verse says, Amalek came and fought with Israel in Refidim, and our sages say Refidim is not really a reference to a place, but rather it's explaining why Amalek came, Refidim, שרפו ידיהם מן התורה. That Israel let go, they released their grip on Torah. הנה בכל מקום שאנו רוצים לומר ההפך מלימוד תורה, אנו אומרים ביטול תורה. Wherever we want to say the opposite of learning Torah, we say ביטול תורה. וכאן אנו מוצאים ביטוי חדש. Here we suddenly find a new concept. It doesn't say the Jewish people were being מבטל תורה. What does it say? רפיון ידיים מן התורה. They were weak. They released their grip on Torah. מהו פירושו של חידוש זה? What's the Torah telling us here? When the Jewish people released their grip on Torah, that's when Amalek attacked. אלא ששוב הם הם הדברים. That's this concept. רפיון ידיים פירושו, הפסד הכרת החשיבות של הדבר שבו צריכות עיני ידיים להתעסק. Why does a person release his grip on Torah? Because it's not as important. That's the releasing of the grip. I don't value it as much. I should be really focused. If a guy is driving at a 500 miles per hour, he knows he better not lose concentration. 1 second, then who knows what will happen. To release the grip means I'm not holding as tightly. Grip is how you hold things. כשאדם מפסיד הכרת החשיבות של העסק, הוא מרפא את ידיו. When we stop valuing how important something is, that's when we release our grip. ועל כן דווקא בפרשת עמלק. And that's why specifically when it comes to Amalek, where Amalek is coming to try and bring down this building of what we call importance, that's why our sages use this gold tongue and they say they released their grip on Torah. It doesn't say they did bitul Torah when Amalek attacked. It says they released their grip. We weren't as serious. Ah, then Amalek could attack. One can take advantage of every minute to learn Torah, or one can release his grip. It's not so important. I'll get to it later. Rafu yedem. It wasn't bitul Torah. It wasn't I'm not learning. There's learning with 100% focus. There's learning with I get the gist of it. There's learning where I'm grabbing it very seriously, and there's learning where I take it easy. Uvnei Torah nechnasim bidivrei Torah shel hilchot dot v'chovat halvavot. And now he turns to the students. This is his final line. He gave this as a speech on Purim, if I'm not mistaken, as everyone was eating and drinking on Purim. And he said, "Bnei Torah nichnasim b'divrei Torah shel hilchot deot v'chovat halvavot." Yeshiva students who are entering the words of Torah, the laws of what type of people we're supposed to be, what our responsibilities are, what our philosophical duties are. צריכים לדעת כי מצוות זכירת מעשה המלך. They have to realize, they have to know that the mitzvah of remembering what Amalek did מחייבת אותם להעמיד את עצמם במצב ההפכי של רפוי ידי מן התורה. This idea of remembering what Amalek did is to remind us and obligate us to stand firm, to do the exact opposite of releasing our grip. ולהימצא תמיד במצב של חיזוק ידיים בתורה, but to always strengthen our hold on Torah. מחיזוק ידיים בתורה פירושו הוא, and what does it mean to strengthen our hold on Torah? שלא ניתן מקום לקירור הרתיחה שבלב. Our hearts should always be burning. And not to leave room for it to cool down. I'm not so excited. And you should know this is something that a person can control. You could get up and be excited. And then even if really you weren't excited this morning, but if you talk excited, you act excited, you become excited. There's a guy who, whenever I ask him what's doing, he always says, excellent. And I learned from him. And I found that when I answer that way, I also feel better.
You don't feel a fake. I can sometimes feel excellent. People don't need to know
about
my life, but it's like,
oh no, sometimes you can get yourself excited. Really, there's a lot that is excellent.
Yeah, sometimes people get back to
the physical. הנובעת מתוך הכרה בנוראותיה של חשיבות התורה ועיזוז כבודה. The truth is that why is our heart on fire? Why is it that there's excitement? We when we commemorate what happened with Amalek, we don't let ourselves cool down, and our excitement stems from the fact that we do recognize the importance and the strength of the honor of the Torah. That's what we're really recognizing, and that's why we take it seriously, the exact opposite of Amalek. And guys, let's just not confuse seriousness with morbidness. Seriousness doesn't mean sad, doesn't mean pressure, it means serious. It's two different things. You could be serious and happy. You could be serious and smile. You could be serious and enjoying it. But you could be serious and taking advantage of the time and be focused on what we're doing. But that's the idea.